Picture this. A doctor presents compelling data about vaccines to skeptical parents. The statistics are clear, the evidence overwhelming. Yet afterward, the audience remains unmoved. This scene, witnessed by cognitive neuroscientist Tali Sherratt, reveals a fundamental truth about human influence. Those with the most important messages aren't necessarily those with the greatest impact. Despite our information-saturated world, with billions of Google searches daily, we remain stubbornly resistant to facts that contradict our existing beliefs. Why? Because our brains aren't designed to process information objectively. When presented with new data, we quickly accept evidence confirming our prior beliefs while scrutinizing contradictory information with skepticism. This confirmation bias creates a polarization that expands over time as people consume more information. The boomerang effect occurs when contradictory information actually strengthens original beliefs. Today's digital environment exacerbates this problem through personalized filter bubbles that reinforce existing views. Google customizes search results based on past activity, meaning Democrats and Republicans searching for presidential debate receive entirely different results, each confirming their existing views. Counterintuitively, intelligence doesn't mitigate confirmation bias, it amplifies it. Research shows people with stronger analytical abilities are actually more adept at twisting data to fit their opinions. When beliefs are difficult to change, seeding new ones may be more effective than challenging old ones. During Kennedy's moon mission speech, his words synchronized listeners' brains. Research shows powerful speeches align neural activity in regions processing language, emotions, and empathy. This synchronization peaks with emotion. When viewers watched the good, the bad, and the ugly, their brains synchronized most during dramatic moments, up to 30% of brain activity aligned. Evolutionarily, emotional reactions signal importance and engage the whole brain. Emotions transfer instantly through facial expressions, tone, and posture, unlike ideas requiring cognitive processing. This emotional contagion aids survival. Others' fear warns of danger, while excitement signals rewards. Even one-year-olds' heart rates sync with their mother's stress levels without witnessing the stressor. Social media amplifies emotional contagion. Facebook users exposed to positive content post more positively. Twitter particularly intensifies emotions. Studies show it raises pulse, induces sweating, and enlarges pupils, increasing emotional activation by 75% versus regular browsing. When researchers tackled poor hand hygiene in an ICU, surveillance cameras alone couldn't improve the 10% sanitization rate. The solution came through electronic boards providing immediate positive feedback. Compliance jumped to 90%. This illustrates a key principle. Humans are hardwired to approach pleasure and avoid pain. Our brains trigger action when anticipating rewards, the go response, while fear of loss typically causes inaction. At University College London, participants performed better at pressing buttons to gain money than to avoid losing it. The marshmallow study showed how children struggle with delayed gratification. When offered one marshmallow now or two later, many couldn't wait because our brains favor immediate rewards. The nucleus accumbens produces stronger signals for immediate versus future rewards. Yet there's more than self-control at play. Children who ate the marshmallow immediately might have doubted the researcher's return. A follow-up study confirmed this. Children in unreliable environments waited just 3 minutes, while those in reliable settings waited 12. Common phobias target unlikely threats, like spiders, over deadlier risks like heart disease. The difference isn't danger, it's control. Anxiety spikes when we lose environmental control, such as surrendering to a pilot during flight. Control and influence are intertwined. Changing beliefs means exercising control. Effective influence balances control while preserving others' autonomy. People resist threats to their agency, but welcome opportunities to exercise it. A Harvard study demonstrated this when tax compliance jumped 20% after participants could suggest how their lab tax would be spent. A sense of control strongly correlates with well-being. cancer patients with greater perceived control show better survival rates, while higher agency links to reduced cardiovascular disease risk, largely because control minimizes stress and anxiety. This was demonstrated when nursing home residents given more responsibility showed improved happiness, mental alertness, and health after 18 months, despite no changes in their actual permitted activities. Airlines solved their safety demonstration problem not by emphasizing danger, but by adding positive elements like humor and entertainment, and passengers started paying attention. This illustrates a fundamental truth about human information processing. Neuroscience shows that even monkeys will sacrifice immediate rewards just to know what's coming later. Their dopaminergic neurons, the same ones that respond to food rewards, fire when receiving information. This explains our attraction to platforms like Google and Twitter. Our brains process information seeking similarly to pursuing survival needs. Yet we actively avoid potentially negative information. Though 45 to 70% of those at risk for Huntington's disease say they'd get tested, only 10 to 20% follow through. Similarly, 42% of women declined their breast cancer genetic test results, preserving hope through ignorance. This selective attention appears in financial behavior too. Investors check portfolios more during market rises than falls. To effectively share information, we must make it appealing, highlighting knowledge gaps while framing messages with hope rather than fear. Humans are innately wired for social learning, as shown by infants mimicking adult behaviors without practical purpose. This instinct enables efficient knowledge acquisition without individual trial and error. We face a paradox, desiring uniqueness while unconsciously adopting others' preferences, from music to technology to baby names. Bandura's experiment demonstrated this influence when children replicated adults' aggressive behaviors toward dolls. Social learning becomes problematic in today's specialized world. While it benefited ancestors with similar basic needs, modern contexts mean what works for one may not work for another. Consider how 10% of kidney donations go unused because patients reject organs previously declined by others. Social influence can permanently alter memories. When exposed to false peer answers about a documentary, 70% of participants abandoned their correct memories, half unable to recover them even after learning of the deception. J.K. Rowling's story, 12 Rejections Before Harry Potter's Success, illustrates the fallibility of group consensus. While crowd wisdom works with independent opinions, like thermometers naturally distributing around truth, true independence is rare in our connected world. When seeking team input, have people record thoughts before discussion to prevent social influence from creating false consensus. Otherwise, early opinions taint later ones, negating the value of multiple perspectives. Our reliance on majority opinion often leads astray. History shows many accepted ideas were later disproven, yet we instinctively follow the crowd. The wisdom often lies with the minority, like the 13th editor who sees potential in a rejected manuscript. Effective influence comes from understanding how minds work. The most influential people grasp psychological drivers, connecting through emotion, respecting autonomy, and framing information positively. In a noisy world, messages that speak to deeper needs are the ones that change minds.